local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this final Friday of the month of September. It is 7:30, 51 degrees on our way to 80 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Terry Summey of the Emporia Sertoma Club. The big Sertoma Scholarship Breakfast is coming up tomorrow morning. Terry, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
We're doing all right here so far today. So just how much stuff do you got left to do here before the big doings here in about 24 hours?
Well, most everything is ready. The final things we have to do are just set up and then obviously cooking. We're going to be starting bright and early tomorrow morning before the sun is up, making biscuits and gravy and sausage, and then Spangles will come in and make eggs for us.
Well, that is great. So the Sertoma Scholarship Breakfast, as Terry alluded to, they will start at 7. And where are you going to be located at, Terry?
We will be at the Emporia Senior Center. We have used that several times during the years. Ian Boyd is a member of our Sertoma Club, and it just is a great location. It has a good facility, good kitchen, and we're comfortable using it. So we're gonna locate it there. This year we're gonna kind of do a hybrid. We're gonna go back to dine-in, which we have not done the last couple years. So we're gonna do dine-in, but for those who are not comfortable dining in, we're gonna have a drive-through option too, or maybe somebody's on their way to another event, and so they can drive through and pick up a meal also. So we're gonna have both options. We're gonna work on the parking lot to make it so that it's easy to get traffic through, but still have people park and come in and dine.
Outstanding. How many Sertoma Club members are you going to have there on site, and who else is going to be helping you on site?
So we'll have as many members as we can. We do have several members that are out of town this week, so we're a little short-staffed. But a lot of the members that typically help with the breakfast, especially those who are doing the cooking, will be there doing that. And then we have some of our scholarship recipients, but then also people who could possibly be scholarship recipients will be there. So we'll have some students from the Flint Hills Technical College, and then some of our nursing students from Emporia State University will be there helping out also.
In talking with Terry Summey of the Emporia Sertoma Club, the Sertoma Scholarship Breakfast is tomorrow morning at the Emporia Senior Center. Well, Terry, what's on the menu specifically?
So we will have biscuits and gravy, obviously, and then we have sausage patties that we get from Vanistel here locally, and then Spangles is coming to scramble eggs, which their scrambled eggs are really delicious. I've watched them make them so that I can kind of replicate them a little bit at home, but still don't get them quite as good as they do. I don't think I put as much butter and cheese in as they do, but they're pretty good.
So
and then juice, milk, and coffee. And then if people do not like biscuits and gravy and would just rather have like a sausage and egg sandwich, they can do that too. We're pretty flexible.
I know you are. So how much are tickets? How can we get them?
So if you got them today from anybody who is a Sertoma member, and I have some with me, and then we'll be at the Senior Center tonight at 5:30, probably 5:30 to 6:30, setting up what we can set up tonight. They're $7. At the door, they're $8. We'll also be taking donations. All the money that we raise through this scholarship breakfast does go to support students at the Flint Hills Technical College and at Emporia State University. We have two scholarships at Emporia State University. Well, not two. We have two sets of scholarships. One goes to Emporia State University to just general students. The other one goes to specifically to students that who are pursuing nursing in the Department of Nursing. So we give out probably between $10,000 to $12,000 in scholarships every year.
Wow.
That's
impressive.
That's nice, yeah.
That's impressive. What is it about the nursing department that has kept the Sertoma Club as such a vital supporter here of those particular class of students?
So Sertoma was founded by audiologists in Kansas City. And so hearing, healthcare, well, hearing is one of their major focus. And so we do hearing aids. If somebody needs hearing aids, we can help get refurbished hearing aids. And we work through the doctors here in town that do hearing and the audiologists here in town, and they'll refer people to us. And so kind of branching off of that. So if there's people that are going into maybe that field into, working with sign language or any kind of rehabilitation, we would support them. Anyone who is like a relative of a Sertoma member, we support them. And then nursing, that audiology kind of branches into healthcare. And so that's what we were looking at is nursing here. And then at the Foothill Tech College, we do support a lot of students, but more specifically in the past, we've also supported their nursing students and then their dental hygiene students. So kind of just focusing on that healthcare aspect.
Well, a significant amount of money is donated to scholarships here that stay local, courtesy of our Sertomians here, and it's the big Sertoma Scholarship Breakfast tomorrow, 7 until 11, at the Emporia Senior Center, 603 East 12th. It's the all-you-can-eat biscuits and sausage gravy with eggs, and then the sausage biscuit sandwiches as well with coffee, milk, or juice. You can grab a Sertoma Club member and get that advance ticket for $7 today. It will be 8 at the door. So not only is the food delicious, but it's for a very, very, very good cause. Before we let you go, Terry, I know that you had some difficulty with the miniature train down at Soden's Grove. You ended the season just a bit early after a busy year down at the Soden's Grove Park. Where are you at? You going to be able to maybe run on Halloween?
No, probably not. We're having, so it was an issue with the engine, and I am not engine-minded at all. They've told me kind of what is going on. We've got a couple of guys, Russ Beck and Dan Johnson, who are very good with this kind of thing, and so they're going to have to, we're going to have to switch out our old engine and generator and put in a new one that we have that our past president, Elton Jensen, was able to get. And then Sutherland's has always been a big supporter of us. And so it's going to take a little bit of work to get that engine switched out. And so that's where we are right now. And so I hate it that we had to close early. But if we can get the engine refurbished over the winter, then we'll be ready to run again back in the spring.
Okay, well, we'll appreciate that particular update as well. So I hope you have a great turnout here Saturday, and we're looking forward to covering that. And we're also looking forward to having some of those.
We have your orders already. It's not ready to go, obviously, but we'll have your orders ready to go bright and early and deliver to the radio station to you so that you can try them while you're online and let people know where to get a delicious breakfast.
We'll certainly take care of that for you, Terry. No problem here. Well, thanks for your time. Thanks for all you do.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having us on.
You bet. Terry Summey with the Emporia Sertoma Club. Their scholarship breakfast is tomorrow morning, 7 until 11. It's at the Emporia Senior Center, 603 East 12th.
If you want to be joining us here on the Newsmakers segment, or really next week, period, when it comes to morning show interviews, we have Wednesday still that's open. We're still awaiting confirmation on who's going to fill the 7:15 slot. We also do have a couple of the 8:40 Newsmaker 3s, which are available, but the schedule is going to probably fill up here by the end of the day today. So give us a call, 620-342-1400, or email kvue@kvue.com. A couple of things here. One, I want to update you here on the Newsmaker for Monday. That's ESU Professor Melissa Bailey. As we talk about the start of the Forensics Science Speaker Series on campus October 10th. We also do have a emergency traffic that you may need to be aware of, specifically in the Hartford area. A report of a two-vehicle injury wreck that's in the 300 block of East Plum in Hartford, which does have fire crews right now from Emporia and Hartford Neosho Rapids responding. No word yet on the nature of the injuries or the severity, but again, reported two-vehicle injury crash, 300 block of Plum in Hartford, and right now we do have fire crews responding.
Our Newsmaker This Morning Check brought to you by our good friends at the Olpe Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Olpe Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Olpe Chicken House. KBOE Live and Local 740, 51 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weekend weather next.
What's better than getting a new iPhone? Also getting an Apple Watch on us with 1 month.